Geek Radio Daily for, oh my God, it's a new month.
Yes.
Welcome to Tuesday.
It's not Monday.
It is not Monday. And yesterday it kind of wasn't either.
Yet.
Because, weird.
You mean you get to skip Monday this week?
Yeah.
I'll go with that one.
That's fantastic. Skippy Monday. How are you doing? Welcome. It's All the Geek Without the Wait back after a three-day Memorial Day weekend of just rocking fantastically damned goodness. I don't know how else to describe that.
I don't know either.
Because it was awesome. There was so much ads.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got things to get to because it's a new month, it's a new week, and you're ready for all the funness, which of course the Bruce.
Get down and give me infinity.
No. No, I had a fantastic weekend. I don't have to do that. Hi, I'm Billy Flynn.
The only thing I like spread across my thighs is marshmallow fluff.
Well, it was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend.
Welcome to Monday. A look at your box office results will be coming up. A peek at your geekified news all on the way. But you know this date, June 1st in 1495, the first written record of Scotch whiskey appeared in the Exchequer Rolls of Scotland. Friar John Corr was the distiller. I mentioned that because...
Again, part of the weekend.
There was some good scotch over the weekend.
Scotch.
Badger, that was some damn good scotch, man. 1638, the first earthquake was recorded in the United States at Plymouth, Massachusetts. Really? Okay.
Well, the first one recorded here.
1862, slavery was abolished in all U.S. possessions, and it only took until 1993 or 4 for Mississippi to ratify it. 1880, the first public phone booth went into operation in New Haven, Connecticut, which is why Superman never existed before then. 1915, the first Zeppelin air raid over England. 1938, Superman comics were launched.
Ah, see the button. Hold on.
Right there. 10, 10. Yeah. 1944, the government of Mexico officially banned the siesta. Really?
You can't take a nap?
I mean, how are you going to ban it? If I take a siesta right flipping now, what can they do? No idea. 1949, the first magazine on microfilm was offered to subscribers by Newsweek. For all of you that had
microfilm
readers at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
that took off.
Sure, 1967, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Oh my goodness, good times. The LP was released. That's an album, kids.
That's like a CD, only bigger.
Yeah, and you had to flip sides. 1980, CNN began broadcasting as the world's first all-news television service. 1992, the E-bulb lamp, a 20-year light bulb, was introduced by Pierre Villiel.
Oh, that took off as well.
Yeah, because those worked so well. 2008, a fire at the backlot of Universal Studios Hollywood destroyed several icons for movies such as The Courthouse Square, The Clock Tower, Back to the Future, and of course, the King Kong exhibit on the studio
and
tour.
That just reopened, last week?
Not that long ago. No. So, happy birthdays are going out today to someone that couldn't make it to Dragon Con. God damn it, why do I keep doing that?
Well, it's not Balticon anymore.
It's not Balticon. But you know who didn't make it to Balticon?
Who didn't make it to Balticon?
Andrea Gideon did not make it to Balticon, but it's her birthday, so by God, you have a damn fine one. Happy, happy birthday.
You share the same birthday with Lenessa Morissette. She's 36 years old today.
Danielle Harris is 33. Jamie Lloyd from Halloween 4 and 5 and a damn fine actress.
Despite the fact that she was in Halloween 4 and 5.
She was the best things in those movies, two movies.
That's really not saying much. Heidi Klum.
She was like 10 at the time.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Heidi Klum, 37 years old today from Project Runway. You're out.
Mark Curry is 49. That's Mr. Cooper from Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow. Ron Wood. He's from the Rolling Stones, and he's actually still alive and 63 years old today.
Wow. Jonathan Pryce is also 63. He's probably best known from Governor Swan and Pirates of the Caribbean, but I thought he was damn fine as the master in the Curse of the Fatal Death of Doctor Who.
How about Robert Powell, 66?
Okay.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
God, I never say Odo's name right.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say Odo.
Yeah.
Odo is 70. Sure, he was Father Mulcahy in the movie version of MASH, and he was Paul in Boston Legal, and he was in Benson.
Yes.
Clayton Endicott III.
Yes.
And I can never say your name, dude, and I'm very sorry.
How about a name we can't say? Morgan Freeman, 73 years old today. Lean on Me, Shawshank Redemption. Oh, a little couple of Batman
get
films.
Get busy living, get busy dying. Yes, indeed. Pat Boone is 76. He was a 50s pop teen idol, singer. Pop teen idol.
Pop teen idol.
Really?
Wow.
All right. That's...
Ugh.
Cool.
Okay.
You got anybody else?
Nobody else alive.
Really? Andy Griffith is 84, son.
I thought he passed away.
Hell no. You can't be killing the Matlock. No longer with us, Cleavon Little, 1939, Bart and Blazing Saddles.
How about Edward Woodward?
Equalizer, brother.
Equalizer, 1930.
Frank Morgan was born in 1890. That is, of course, the wizard in the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Aww.
How did you miss Marilyn Monroe? 1926?
Dude, I never stopped missing Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Ever.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Thank you.
Over there.
Oh my God, look.
Yes, it's TV.
Yes, but look.
Okay, what about it? Which
ABC.
One? Oh, yeah.
There's the 2-hour season premiere of Wipeout.
Blind Date.
What?
It's Wipeout Blind Date. It's 2 hours. That's what they're doing.
I don't care what they're doing. I just know people are going to fall down and get hurt.
Yes! And then right after that, you got 2020. It's Superhumans.
I don't believe them. Believe them at all.
Okay.
Over on Fox, Hell's Kitchen is on. And a new episode of Glee in which they bring
Defunk.
Damn right.
Heart
Glee.
NBC, you have America's Got Talent. And then a new show called Losing It with Jillian. Like, I need to see that little short midget for another hour.
AMC American Movie Classics is showing The Man in the Iron Mask, which, oddly enough, makes a damn fine double feature with the Disney version of Three Musketeers with the...
Really?
It really does.
Okay.
I thought that was a decent little version of Three Musketeers, and Man in the Iron Mask is just flipping awesome.
Okay. Over there, TMC, you have Hoosiers and then Rocky, the good sports duo there.
Okay. Disney Channel, wrote that in the wrong place, is showing The Shaggy Dog, but wait, it's the Tim Allen 2006 version. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, God.
That's okay, that's all right. The History Channel, you have Sniper, Inside the Crosshairs.
All right. Sci-Fi Channel, Next Generation Marathon, including Captain's Holiday, in which Captain Picard becomes Indiana Jones for a moment.
That's kind of cool.
Getting the toxitot.
TNT, you have a Bones Marathon.
FMC is showing The Fly, David Cronenberg's The Fly with Jeff Goldblum, who, as we all know, did work for Raptor Jesus and is part of... You had to be there.
Okay, BET, you have Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
Electric Boogaloo. But if you're watching anything, sir, it's going to be on the Chiller Network. And that is because flesh-eating zombies, because there's no other kind, trap a doctor and his daughter at a truck stop. Tonight, Billy Zane and Maggie Castle face off against The Mad.
That's it.
That's the best they could flip and do.
The Mad?
Really, I mean, it's truck stop. It's
truck stop with zombies.
You can't trucker zombies?
Come on, seriously?
The long haul of zombie? I don't know.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Flynn, the intern once again. I heard your Friday podcast with the guy infected with a computer virus, and it freaked me out a little. There's only two things I think can come from this. World crasher technology and cyber human zombies. That's scary. I also heard about the limited edition Tick figure, which, while I know little about the Tick except Spoon and Townsend Coleman played the Tick, I wondered why, if you're talking about limited edition figures, you're not talking about Japan's Toy Hobby Market exclusive G1 colored Unicron. Because it's really effing expensive. anybody who actually saw the 86 Transformers movie and is a big Transformers fan will want to pick that up. Well, yeah. And if you're asking, why is the intern talking about this? Well, because I'm the intern, that's why. See you around, the intern. He likes seeing the intern.
I don't know
if you've picked up on that.
I don't know either. Yeah, he's going to be the name forever. He's going to be the intern. That's his name forever now.
Okay. Well, I think that's what he wants to be. So, good for you. Never grow up, man. Never grow up. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. And like I said, Tuesday, that's a look at your DVDs. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I love
it. And your Geekified News all coming up. This welcome to June edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
Hi, this is Will Wheaton, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Wheaton!
Anthony, thank you, sir. Anthony was at a convention, got us a drop because Anthony freaking rocks, and he wants us all to be the coolest people we possibly can.
Hi, I'm Corey Nimick.
Thought we were
Since
already.
You've already got Parker Lewis Can't Lose on DVD, here's what's coming out this week.
We are now that we have really cool. We have the greatest effing listeners in the world.
Yes,
baby.
We do.
They
yes,
go
we
out
do.
And they get us stuff like this.
Oh yes, love yes. you people.
Welcome to Tuesday. It's time for you to take some movies home. There's plenty of things, including.
Let's go with Alice in Wonderland, the supposed, according to the commercials, number one movie of the year, which was like for like one
really?
Week. Yeah, that's what they're
of
claiming.
The year
of the year
so far.
I don't know.
I'd like to see the Wolfman, the much plagued and troubled Benicio del Toro and Hannibal yeah. Lecter version yeah. of the Wolfman is out.
Oh,
I want to see
unrated.
It. Ooh, ooh, well then I definitely yeah, have to see it now
because yeah,
exactly. there's going to be hardcore effing, hardcore werewolf effing all
yes,
over the place.
I remember that movie too.
Howling 2 Electric Boogaloo, yeah. Big werewolf orgy.
Yes.
It was so effing weird, dude.
Yeah, it really was. Speaking of really weird things that came out, Wild Things Foursome. You know, remember the Wild Thing movie?
God,
yeah,
I
they did a straight to DVD okay. release called Foursome.
Shaun the Sheep, One Giant Leap for Lamb Kind is out today. Good dude. It's Shaun the Sheep. It's good. It's good times.
Okay, how about Rescue Me? The fifth season's out today. I like that show.
The 1970s collection of Peanut Specials, Volume 2, is out today as well.
Uh-huh. Three Stooges collection, Volume 8, from 1955 to 1959.
Oh, that's good stuff. If I'm picking up anything though today, sir, it's gonna be the story of a nuclear leak creating a mutant sea monster, which terrorizes the variety of pets, winos, and hippies who hang around Venice, California. Today, Alan Blanchard faces off against the monster that scared me when I was 6 years old. That's right, by God, Slithus is finally here.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah.
Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Slithus, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it since I was six.
I
want to because I know it's horrible.
Yeah.
Folks, Billy the Bull is no longer directing The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro has quit the job. Quote, in light of ongoing delays and the setting of a start date for filming The Hobbit, I'm faced with the hardest decision of my life. After nearly 2 years of living, breathing, and designing a world as rich as Tolkien's Middle Earth, I must with great regret take leave from helming these wonderful pictures. That's right. Every other damn movie in the world, Spider-Man, anything else, gets a release date with no script and no actors.
Yeah.
They've got a script, they've got a director, they're ready to go, I don't know, I don't know. So Billy the Bull bowing out.
Yeah.
Which means, Roger Corman, your turn. Come on, Roger.
Oh, God, no. Let's see. A Japanese government panel has produced a paper draft outlining how humanoid rover robots will be surveying the moon by the year 2015. According to the robot's prime, according to the report from the Prime Minister's office, a part of the $2.2 billion project, the droids will construct an unmanned base near the south pole of the moon and will be powered by solar power cells. And yeah, if you take a look at the pictures, the robots weigh about 660 pounds each. They'll be solar powered, autonomous. That doesn't good. And have arms. And oh yeah, they look a hell of a lot like the prototype HK tank from the Terminator movies.
Well, just
this cannot end well.
Only if Sarah Connor's on the moon.
Yes, because they'll be up there ready to breed. As soon as we show up to take over the human bases, we're dead.
Hopefully the doctor will save us. Let's see. X-Men First Class
yes.
has their young Xavier.
Oh, okay.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, it's James McAvoy. Remember James McAvoy? We probably most recently saw him in Wanted.
Did we?
Yes. I saw him in Wanted anyway. Yeah. Before, you know, this is the early days. This is back when Magneto and Xavier were cops hanging out, fighting crime, and they meet a bunch of runaway kids who, you know, and they got to set them straight, and they set up a halfway house, and turns out they're all superheroes this fall on Fox.
So, in other words, you read the first draft of that script.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So, James McAvoy, interesting actor. I thought Xavier was, even that first class of X-Men, he was still an old man.
Yeah, he's still Wilshire.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Bad news, unfortunately, we have to start with some. We've lost a couple people over the weekend.
My God, right? I mean,
yeah, we lost
We're trying to party, you know, at Baltic God and all this crap keeps happening.
Gary Coleman, first one that passed away, is taken off life support, 42 years old, had an internal brain hemorrhage. Unfortunately, we lost him. We also lost movie legend Dennis Hopper, who died on May 29th from cancer. Remember him from Speed, Apocalypse Now.
Blue Velvet,
Waterworld. Hey, you can't remember? He was King Koopa in Super Mario Bros.
Damn right he was.
Yes, he was.
I don't want to draw a parallel, but I noticed that like the one of the top ranking officials of Al Qaeda died today too. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I have no idea. We've all been worried because you know these things happen in threes.
I think we had the third already though.
Who?
Oh, jeez.
So you think we did and you don't have an answer?
I remember being able to...
So Gaydar actually exists. The sixth sense, the Gaydar. If you think that you know someone is gay, well, Dutch researchers have looked at whether at how this is this even possible. Is this a total of 42 men and women were shown pictures of outlines of large squares and rectangles, each of packed smaller shapes. Our brains are wired to take the bigger picture, meaning that if we're shown a square filled with rectangles and asked what's inside, we can easily be fooled into saying squares. When men and women were asked similar questions, the heterosexuals replied more quickly but less accurate. The basic concept of this is Dutch researchers have figured this out. Dr. Lorenzo Coralta of Leiden University in the Netherlands said, this is the first time scientific proof has been found for the existence of Gaydar mechanism amongst homosexuals. So yes, if you have really good Gaydar, the Dutch have figured out that the only way you can have really good Gaydar is if you're gay yourself. And if you didn't know that, well, your Gaydar was just a little bit off.
Ooh.
But no, please, have as much Gaydar as you want. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all.
Then you get Gatorade and...
The article's great because they show, like, you know, this, like, one gay actor. They show, like, two or three pictures of him. Like,
same
okay.
One? You couldn't find another one?
Just so you know what gay is. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop us a note to podcast. Billy Flynn, the Blues. The Blues?
The Blues.
The Bruce Flintster is all at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Excuse me. Hey, sorry to bother you, but I'm looking for a place to live.
Why are you looking all the way out here?
Well, I started in Avenue A, but so far everything's out of my price range. But this neighborhood looks a lot cheaper. Oh, and look, a for rent sign.
You need to talk to the superintendent. Let me get him.
Great, thanks.
Yo, Gary!
I'm coming.
Oh my God, it's Gary Coleman.
Yes, I am. I'm Gary Coleman from TV's Different Strokes. I made a lot of money that got stolen by my folks. Now I'm broke, I'm the butt of everyone's jokes. But I'm here, the superintendent on Avenue Q.
It sucks to be you.
You win.
It sucks to be you.
I feel better now.
Try having people stopping you to ask you, what you talking about, Willis? It gets old.